The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning. Welcome to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magnet Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning and welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We'll have a fun hour ahead. We're going to have a really interesting guest, a dynamic speaker, and someone who knows an awful lot about the way business is being done these days. Through the internet, with the internet, with the media, through the media. It should be a really interesting discussion. And let me share, I think this is about the fourth week maybe, the fourth week I've been doing the show since I joined InvestView, and I'm not sure why or if that's the reason, but there's a whole lot more activity. The phone's been ringing a lot at InvestView, and I hope that somehow, some way, some of the shy people that listen to this show get off the couch, pick up the phone, drop an email, and let me know how I can help you as well. What we've been doing is we've been doing a series of webinars over at InvestView that I've been doing in the early evenings. We're going to rotate them around. We've been getting a lot of listeners, but we've been holding the listenership at a modest level. We don't want to have hundreds or thousands of people on. We want more of a interactive where people can actually ask questions. And again, the call to action which people have been taking us up on is having your portfolio scored on the Magnet stock selection process. And, you know, folks, we've been offering this through Voice America now for a couple of years, and you know, I've sold my data to a lot of large institutions. They want to have their portfolio scored. This is something I offer through you. Take me up on it. See if it makes sense for you. Next week, I'm going to be out in California, and I'm going to be keynoting an excellent conference right outside of LA that starts. We'll already be in mid-swing over there by this time next week. So I'm heading out to Northern, then Southern, and then further Southern California. Should be a really nice swing and catch up with some people and a lot of fun. First of all, some people are in their summer doldrums. You know, hopefully a lot of people are enjoying their family, taking it a little bit easier. The folks that in the stock market who said sell in May and go away, well, wrong again. As yesterday, we've hit another all-time high on the S&P 500. Who, folks, would have thunk it? And I don't want to gloat here, but you can go back over all the prior quarters and years, and folks, I've been pounding the table that we are in a cycle, that there's no reason for the cycle to end right now. And, you know, very specifically, you know, why this is happening, it's a little complicated to get into, but folks, still to today, there are people screaming that we are in a bear market rally, that this country doesn't make anything, that nobody in this country is working, and all the other nonsense that has kept people in sub 1% money market waiting for the sky to fall. And, you know, what I've shared in on this show, and I'll continue to share, is I talk sometimes, people misunderstand me, as somebody who's bullish on the stock market and who's bullish on U.S. and bullish on the economy and rose-colored glasses. And the fact is, I'll remind everybody, despite the fact that this bull market is raging, despite the fact that the advanced decline line is hitting a new high, despite the fact that this market, I believe, will continue to grind higher, 99% of all public companies cannot get through the very difficult and stringent screens that I have set up called the magnet stock selection process. They either simply are not growing their revenues fast enough, they're not growing their cash flow fast enough, they have too many institutional investors in there already. There's a host of reasons, and again, 99%+ of all companies don't even make my model and couldn't get into my portfolio. And I also happen to be short a number of stocks, so it's not a matter, again, the rising tide lifting all boats, folks. I think that there was an argument that was put out years ago that all Americans are just fat, dumb, slow, the kids don't do their homework, blah, blah, blah. You know, all they do is play video games. We're falling behind. And, folks, anyone ever heard the name Mark Zuckerberg, who's now giving away his second $1 billion already? These are names, and they're always people on the tip of the bell curve that not only do their homework but actually change society. And in 100 years from now, people will look back, and the name Gates and Steve Jobs and Zuckerberg and Ellison and the technology wave, people will say these are the same kind of guys like Rockefeller and Carnegie that changed the world 100 years ago. So, yeah, you could sit around and mope around and talk about Greece or France or Atlantic City or whatever is bothering you or the media has an opportunity to share some negative thoughts about. But all I'm interested in is, are there companies, are there industries, are there individual players that have figured it out such that their revenues are actually growing to 25 and 30% a year. And their cash flow and their margins are accelerating. And I've said all along, if I could find them and the advanced decline line stays healthy, well, that's a healthy environment. All I want to do then is have portfolio in place to reap the benefits, and I don't have to day trade. Now, I talked on the webinar the other day, and I shared equities.com website, and that's very simply equities.com. They have about 50 different videos that I've done over the years in different environments, sharing what I think about the market, sharing best ideas. And I talked and I wrote an article just the other day about managing your portfolio like a garden. Can't help it. Here I am in northern central Jersey. My wife loves to garden. There's a beautiful garden in the backyard. And when plants are flowering and trees are flowering, do you really want to just chop them down and say you're proud of what you've done? Or do you simply let them grow and keep growing, keep the trunk gets thicker? And, you know, what I talked about is the stock market can be transformational. It could actually transform your entire way of living, your inability to do the things you want, to fund the things you want, to give things away in your community. If you just are able to identify individual companies that actually are the leaders in their field, and you let them grow, the effect of compounding is amazing. And people say, well, you know, I like to make 7% a year and 6% a year, whatever their number might be. How about making 200 and 300 and 400% on your money? And that doesn't mean trading and flipping and zipping. It really means being patient. And the only way you actually have a 200 to 300% return on a company is first you have to have 100% return on your company. First you actually have to have a 20% return and stay patient. Then that turns into, as quarters go by and months go by and the companies continue to grow and expand. And now, again, these are not every companies, and I always want to, that probably more than anyone else you'll talk to, I will tell you flat out, stocks are risky. And all companies, and you have to actually have a mechanism to watch them, not only their price, but watch their margins. And there are 19 different variables that I look at when I evaluate a public company. And it goes all the way from revenue, all the way through cash flow. It goes through how many shares do the insiders actually own, what kind of salaries relative to their shares, and all kinds of ratios. And when you compare companies versus each other, and you're very objective and you're unemotional, all I could say is that great things happen to people who own the right things. And if you own the right things, it's completely different than looking in the bank and saying, why am I only earning 1% or sub 1%, why are these tickets I'm trying to buy for these ball game, take my kids, do anything, why are they so expensive? And, you know, the government will tell you there's a 1% inflation, but we know that's nonsense. We know why they tell you that, and that's a whole nother subject. All I want to do is I want to remain objective. I want to remain grounded. And I will tell you that the more the market goes in my way, the humbler I get, not the louder I get, not the more I shout, the humbler I get. This is a very, very tricky market. I've always shared with you as a mathematician, I know my foot fits directly in my mouth. And I don't like the taste. I don't really want to do that. I remain very humble. And the only thing that exists in my portfolio are absolutely healthy companies that are growing healthy, taking more office space, shipping more goods, expanding geographically. And we'll talk more about how we find them and what we do, and we'll keep it wide open. And in fact, anybody that wants their portfolio scored to see how it compares to our portfolio, give me a call directly. Call the office at 732-380-7271. We'll take up more on the market itself, what Magnet is seeing, what I'm doing. Later on in the show, what I want to do is I want to take a real quick break, and I want to introduce you to a new friend of mine, somebody who shared a little bit of his personal history with me yesterday, someone who I know really understands how to use the internet, how to use technology, how people have changed their actual patterns. We're going to be right back with Bob Chaffin, and Bob is just an amazing, interesting guy that runs Inspired Media Group. I think he's going to inspire you. We'll be right back. Let's talk to Bob after this break. We'll take a real quick break. We'll be back with more Magnet Investing. We'll be talking with Bob Chaffin right after this break. Stick with us. I know you'll find it interesting.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
If the financial markets interest you, if you want to potentially earn a higher return, if you're not satisfied with your investment returns, or if you're only making 1% on your investments sitting in the bank, do you see the stock market hitting record highs but feel you have no one to trust? Voice America's own Jordan Kimmel, the host of Magnet Investing for over 7 years, is applying his strategies of Magnet Investing and is managing individual accounts. Jordan Kimmel has joined InvestView, the Red Bank, New Jersey investment education and asset management firm, and his team can help you. Contact Jordan and the team at InvestView at 732-380-7271 or by email at jkimmel@investview.com. If you would like a complimentary portfolio review or to speak to a representative, call us. Past performance of investments are not indicative of future results. Investing is inherently risky. All recommendations should be researched by the investor. Call InvestView at 732-380-7271. That's 732-380-7271. Wealth Generators empowers your personal freedom with a simple, repeatable program for success. Our stock market experts bring extensive experience and deliver it directly to our members so they can invest for themselves. Now, for a limited time, the Financial You listeners can try the Wealth Generators program risk-free for 30 days for only $1. That's right, just $1. You will have access to our three weekly trade strategies for a full 30 days. After the trial ends, our products are covered by our triple your money back guarantee. If you trade our strategies for 6 months and lose money, we will pay you three times your subscription fee back. That's how confident we are in the Wealth Generators program. In addition, you can earn by referring others to the program. If you tell a friend and they join, you get paid. Not once, but each and every month they remain active. Trade like the experts, build residual income, and take the first step in generating wealth. Enroll now at WGOffer.com. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, and welcome back to Magnet Investing. And I want to introduce everyone now to a new colleague, someone I started working with at InvestView, and we're going to bring on Robert Chaffin Jr. He's the president and CEO of Inspired Media Group. And first of all, Bob, let me welcome you to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jordan.
All righty. And folks, Bob and I spoke for a little bit yesterday. I started working with him. He does some really tremendous media and really gets the what I call the new way of doing business. And Bob, you shared with me some of your personal history too, some of the really great speaking events and what you've done over your career. So without being shy, we're going to get into what Inspired Media is all about, but let them know kind of who's on the phone and what you've done in the past, and we'll get right into kind of how new marketing, social media, and business is done. But let's hear a little bit more about your background first.
Sure. Well, I'll start way back. I started my career as a police officer in California.
Whoa, and, wow.
That's a far cry from where I am today. But that's where I started. And then I ended up starting my own business, and it was in the real estate industry. And in a very short amount of time, had turned that into one of the top producing companies in the state and in the country, and ended up selling that and then going around and speaking professionally to franchises at their national conventions, companies like Starbucks, say Subway, ServiceMaster, which is a part of the Sears Corporation. I'd go around and book and be their keynote speaker or do breakout workshops all over the country. So I had a lot of fun with that. But what I realized, my company was really no different than anybody else's. And what I realized is I was just good at marketing. These guys, my competitors, were really good at doing their jobs, but they were not very good at marketing. And that's what led me to start Inspired Media Group, helping companies really take advantage of, it was a nice marriage, take advantage of my expertise and our company's expertise and put it together with a company that has a really great product or really great vision, but really has no understanding of how to get their messaging out to the public that really converts to dollars, because that's key. Right.
Well, listen, I'm really glad you started way back. You know, I know how good you are at what you do from just my experiences working with you, but it's always interesting knowing more about people and their background, and wow, starting as a police officer is a surprise. But let me just share, you know, to date myself, folks, I'm old enough to remember, forget about pre-internet, I remember pre-cable TV. And I remember Channel 2, 4, and 7, if you wanted to get your message across, you took out a major network ad or in all these publications that aren't even really putting out magazines anymore. So now everything has completely changed. We could target audiences. Obviously, the internet has changed basically everything. And why don't you kind of get into, first of all, a little bit, you know, on what I'm talking about, what you've seen in the changes and how you've responded to that with Inspired Media Group and how you're able to actually help clients in this new way of doing business, if you will.
Sure, sure. Well, back in the day, you know, postcards, long copy mailers, things like that that's what everybody was doing. They were taking out ads in the newspaper, ads in publications, those are still all viable options. But today we live really more in a instant society. We want it now. And so really have been able to harness, and companies that are really looking to grow their business are harnessing the power of the instant delivery mechanism that the internet provides. It's really that instant gratification. And so we've taken these long copy and these boring articles and take them and put them in a digital type of format, and we can deliver them all over the world in an instant at a very low cost, as opposed to, you know, 45 cents to send out a postcard or do some type of mailing. And the end user's experience is a 100 times better than it was before. Instead of poring over pages, they're looking at potentially an engaging video or listening to, in this case, like a radio show. They can listen to it anywhere on their phone, on their iPad, on their computer, and it's instant, and they can do it in the comfort of wherever they are. They're in their car, they're in their office, wherever they are. And that's really changed the way we do business. And let me just give you a really relevant example here that I just got. I opened up my email this morning, and I'm sure you're familiar with Rich Dad.
Sure.
Well, Rich Dad does these seminars, these brick-and-mortar seminars all over the country. Very successful. Today in my email was, choose from 6 live webinars. And what they've done is now they've taken this whole offline seminar model, and they're delivering the exact same seminar. You can watch it. You can be part of it on different topics right in your own home.
Wow. That's different.
It's exactly what we have been doing with InvestView for 6 years. We've been delivering multimedia content that helps them really connect and engage their customers in a very big way. And you did mention before, one of the big things it gives you, you get all these analytics. You can see who watched the video, how long they watched the video, where they dropped off. So it gives you all these analytics to help you better communicate with your customer. You just don't get that in the old traditional style of marketing.
Right. And you know what? You know, so I'm in the financial business, and someone will say, well, let's do a monthly newsletter. That sounds like a good idea. And maybe a couple of years ago, monthly newsletters were the way to go, and people would wait, and they'd wait for their newsletter, and what is the guy thinking these days? Now, we're talking about mobile apps, bringing it to your phone on a daily basis, and this idea of waiting a month for the postman to bring the newsletter. I mean, that might even sound funny to you these days.
Yeah, absolutely. With your newsletters being able to deliver immediately in your email box, or even more efficiently through an app on your phone, it's as close to real time as you can get. So it really gives the customer, really enhances the customer experience, because what they pay for, they can get pretty much instantaneously.
Right. And so let me ask you this. People say, well, you know, that sounds kind of cool, Bob, if you're a kid and you know, you're sending photos around, and older people, and when I say older, let's just say over 50, aren't using the phone, aren't really mobile. Help dispel that. I mean, that's a lot of nonsense, isn't it?
Absolutely. Statistically, I don't have hard numbers, but, you know, when I look at the companies that we work with, specifically in the financial realm, their demographic is mostly over 50, very, you know, affluent type of people. I see the emails coming in. They're saying, hey, will this newsletter be delivered on this app? So they seem to be very tech savvy. And the nice thing is with the apps and the emails, if you can open email, you don't have to do anything else. If you can turn your phone on, you can get your newsletter. So it's really simple. I mean, you see, if you ever get a chance to stop and just watch the type of person or the people that go into your local Apple store,
mm-hmm.
you would be surprised how many people 50 and over are walking in taking classes with their iPhone or their iPad. It's pretty interesting and revealing to watch these people go in. So I don't buy into the myth of the older people don't use technology. I think they are getting on board by droves.
Right, and they want it, they need it, it gives them the access. And so, you know, I know that, you know, you've been helping InvestView, and in my brief time so far with the company, you know, I see how really the cutting edge technology kind of separates what we're doing right now to, you know, I think maybe it's possible, and I'm not really sure, maybe some of the larger old line, 100-year-old, 400,000 employee companies don't have the ability or the speed to move like the way you do. Do you think that you're going to see more and more financial companies embrace the social media that I think they were a little afraid of before? Or do you think we've already kind of peaked out and it's going to go back to envelopes and monthly newsletters? What do you think?
Well, I definitely don't think we peak. I think of Kodak. You know, Kodak was a big provider of cameras and film, and they didn't think the whole digital thing was going to catch on. and look what happened. Kodak
right.
is nowhere to be found out there in the camera world anymore. They've been taken over by the digital realm. I think these companies are going to adapt or really be done, because their customers will vote with their money. And if you can't deliver their content in a way that they're used to, quick, and it's only going to get quicker, right? Technology is only getting better. This internet thing is, I'm pretty sure it's going to catch on and going to stay for a while.
Right. Well, you know what? It's hard to disagree. I know that you're sitting right in the forefront, and I guess, you know, what interests me is, you know, how quickly, how fast, how much things are changing. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what's next. I think, you know, whether it's videos, I know that we've been doing some webinars together. You've been helping to set them up. I think the technologies of being able to show your charts, show your spreadsheets, you know, really talk and get in front of people, it almost gives them the comfort, like you're saying, that the rich dad, instead of going to a seminar and sitting in brick and mortar, you do it when you want. You could access the webinar live, or look at it on the weekend if you don't have time to do things live. And it's kind of this on-demand is the way I'm thinking of it. And this show itself, Bob, there's going to be a permanent link to this show. We can come back to this show in 20 years from now, listen to this link, and think how much times have changed since then. But, you know, what's your advice to companies that are reluctant, or maybe what's your offer to companies? How can they try you? How can they maybe see some of your work? Maybe you want to share your website, or maybe a get started idea for a company that has yet to kind of move into the new age.
Sure. Well, let me just start with three things that any company can do right now. I mean, they can just do this right now. And, you know, the first thing is, if you're not contacting your current database, your current people that are either paying you money or not paying you money, if you're not frequently contacting them, start today. And if you don't have a mechanism, I'd be happy to share a dozen different ways you can do that. The second thing to do would be, if you're going to contact them frequently, give them relevant content, content that they'd happily pay for free, right? Everybody is tuned into their own radio station, mm-hmm. WIIFM. That stands for What's In It For Me.
Got it.
So give them relevant content. And third, do it in an automated fashion so it works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's the old Ronco, set it and forget it. If you do that, you will increase your revenue of your company exponentially.
Well, you know, what you're saying, and I understand this, I totally believe it. In fact, I know in the securities business and the financial industry, the biggest pet peeve of clients is, hey, man, I'm not contacted enough. They're not giving me enough information, or it's not coming timely. So I think what you're saying is a real home run. But I think the reluctance on some people, and I think they're misguided, is, hey, listen, I'm not really ultra tech savvy, and I think this is going to be an incredibly expensive endeavor for my company to get involved with. And I'm thinking about these four-color brochures that are made up for thousands of dollars, and I'm guessing you could reach more people more actively through the internet and technology and mobile apps, and it actually is probably even less costly than an old ad campaign.
100%. As an example, you could take a four-color brochure and turn it into a live PDF. All you need is a piece of $100 software to do that, or you could pay somebody online to do it for you for probably about $50. You could have somebody create it and never print another hard copy brochure ever again, right out of the gate from scratch, for probably about one time $500. So it is less expensive than you may think, and you don't have to have all the sophistication of a Fortune 500 company. You can do, I use the term bootstrap, you can bootstrap a system that will be extremely profitable to you for your company for much less than you could think, and you will absolutely see the growth of your company.
So it brings me up to another thought, and here's what it is. You know, the media is great on talking about problems and who is stuck or who's going backwards. And, you know, what you're talking about, think about the U.S. Post Office and, you know, how much money they lose per year. And the fact is that this society, our business, people might really not being benefited, or they might not be part of it, but this country's making more money than it ever has. There's more product, there's more people working here than ever before. And, you know, in each society, Bob, there are winners and there are losers. And, you know, you mentioned Kodak. Well, the photography business has never been bigger. I mean, how many photographs are being taken by mobile phones and pushed around? But there's winners and losers in every field. And I think that what I take away from this conversation, there's going to be a lot of losers. It's going to be those folks who are stuck in an old medium, who are kind of slugging it out in a different way. And the winners are those who are embracing technology, embracing mobile, embracing the communication abilities we have now that we've never had before. And I kind of know you're right in front of it, and just our conversations that we've had and the insights you've shared. What I'd like you to do is, why don't you share your website, a contact information, any place where people can come, see what you're doing for other people, and see if there's a way it fits for them as well.
Sure, absolutely. Well, let me first, the website you can certainly go to is inspiredmediagroup.com. And you can reach, I'll give you my direct line, this rings right to my desk, 801-528-7533.
All right. And let me just ask all our listeners out there, you know, I've been doing this for years. I like to bring on not only public companies, but people that just get it, people that are helping other people, people who are kind of the leaders in their field. And Bob, you've shared with me, you know, just the other day, the size of the listening group that you'd get in a room to do your powerful presentations. And what's amazing is, just like your example this morning of Rich Dad, potentially, you know, the listener group is 10 times the size here, and we'll go on, and this conversation we had can be replayed and forwarded around by folks. So I want to remind everybody, take these links and share them with your friends. I think what we're doing here is just fantastic, and I really appreciate, Bob, your time coming on, the work that you're doing with InvestView and myself, really helping us to get our message out. We know how important it is, and I think we're doing some cutting-edge things, and not because we thought of them, but because working with a strong partner. I want to thank you, you know, from this side for being there, and encourage anyone to go to Bob's website. Go to the phone number. Once again, it's inspiredmediagroup.com. And Bob Chaffins, the CEO and president, came on himself to talk about what he's doing. So I want to thank him again. Bob, let me wish you a great day. I know we'll be talking soon because we're doing a lot of things, and I like every single one of them. So thanks for your time today. I really appreciate you coming on today.
My pleasure, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
All righty, and folks, we'll take a quick break here right now. We have some other things I want to move around, and Michael over at the switchboard was kind enough to bring this segment a little longer, really let us talk with Bob about what we're doing. We're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to be back with more Magnet Investing right after this quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Wealth Generators empowers your personal freedom with a simple, repeatable program for success. Our stock market experts bring extensive experience and deliver it directly to our members so they can invest for themselves. Now, for a limited time, the Financial You listeners can try the Wealth Generators program risk-free for 30 days for only $1. That's right, just $1. You will have access to our three weekly trade strategies for a full 30 days. After the trial ends, our products are covered by our Triple Your Money Back guarantee. If you trade our strategies for 6 months and lose money, we will pay you three times your subscription fee back. That's how confident we are in the Wealth Generators program. In addition, you can earn by referring others to the program. If you tell a friend and they join, you get paid. Not once, but each and every month they remain active. Trade like the experts, build residual income, and take the first step in generating wealth. Enroll now at WGOffer.com. If the financial markets interest you, if you want to potentially earn a higher return, if you're not satisfied with your investment returns, or if you're only making 1% on your investments sitting in the bank, do you see the stock market hitting record highs but feel you have no one to trust? Voice America's own Jordan Kimmel, the host of Magnet Investing for over 7 years, is applying his strategies of Magnet Investing and is managing individual accounts. Jordan Kimmel has joined InvestView, the Red Bank, New Jersey investment education and asset management firm, and his team can help you. Contact Jordan and the team at InvestView at 732-380-7271 or by email at jkimmel@investview.com. If you would like a complimentary portfolio review or to speak to a representative, call us. Past performance of investments are not indicative of future results. Investing is inherently risky. All recommendations should be researched by the investor. Call InvestView at 732-380-7271. That's 732-380-7271.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
All right, and welcome back to more Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And let me just share Bob Chaffin, who was on our last segment, one of the real, real bright guys in how businesses are marketed these days. He's really helping InvestView, and he could probably help your company too if it's something that interests you in getting involved more in social media or just simply technology-driven marketing. So really appreciate his time. But what I want to kind of share in here is the whole business, you know, it's almost hard to believe, but I actually have been in this business for 28 years. I remember one of the newsletter services that I really, really liked and taught, you know, point and figure theory, and they're my old friends from Dorsey Wright. They started to use technology in a huge new way. Guess what they did? They started sending faxes. So you actually get it by fax. And then I remember when they went and they said, hey, we're doing something, we're going to the internet. Well, one of the most important things, and people in this industry are very afraid of making statements, taking positions. You hear a lot of the two-handed economists. Well, on one hand, you know, the economy may be growing. On the other hand, we may be slowing down. And you know, to me, that's just nonsense. And, you know, in the 500 TV shows I've done on CNBC and Fox and ABC, I've always told people what I think. You should always reserve the right, folks, though, to change your mind and to change your direction. And what I do is I have a very strong opinion about what I think is going on in the marketplace. But every day I come in like a detective, and I look for clues, even though I have a thought of what's going on. So what I'm looking for is I want to know, is the advance decline line, the number of stocks going up versus down, is that line going up, or is the advance decline line actually going lower? It's a very dangerous sign, a sign of a major top. Well, we just don't see that right now. We want to look at the new lows and the new highs. We want to look at what sectors are working, and folks, I don't think that most people in this country understand the energy revolution that's going on, the not only becoming self-sufficient in energy production and consumption, but, man, we're ready to export. We're ready to actually blow the roof off, and they're talking about tens of thousands of new jobs in North Dakota and the like. folks, if this country had any political will, if this country had any real true leadership, there would be hundreds of thousands of new jobs being created right now in the energy sector. And whether it, we're not talking oil here, we're talking about natural gas, we're talking about wind and solar, we're talking about all kinds of energy production. And a year and a half ago, I was talking about a manufacturing renaissance. And people said, this is, you know, what are you talking about, Jordan? You know, nothing even gets made in this country anymore. Well, not only when Detroit was going bankrupt a few years ago, but today, and even 10 years before that, more cars were being manufactured in the United States than at any time ever before. They just weren't being done in the labor problems of Detroit. They're being done by Toyota, by BMW, by, you know, all these companies that set up shops in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. Not only are more American companies actually bringing manufacturing back, not politically, not because they want to be popular, because actually the cost of shipping goods, the cost of production of goods, and the labor force, suddenly it's more economical to actually manufacture in the United States. It's kind of hard to believe, but it's a fact. And so the public will always talk about a negative, a problem, but I think that what you should do here, you should just put yourself in a position to either, you know, most people aren't either predisposed, they don't have the time, they don't have the mechanisms, they don't have the desire. But if you were able to have a computer program that actually looked through all publicly traded companies and sorted them by sector and sorted them by the size of their company, so you're comparing apples versus apples and pears versus pears, and you'd say to yourself, which companies, which industries are actually making more and more money. This not because Obama, not because of any administration, or not in light of Obama. They're just simply bigger. The economy is bigger than the sideshow and the clown show that goes on in Washington, D.C. And so I just encourage everybody, read the papers. Ask yourselves why you're reading them. What's the motivation for people saying what they're saying? Why are they saying what they're saying? And take it all with a grain of salt. And then ask yourself another question. Is every student in America fat, lazy, and stupid and not doing their homework? Or is there a bell curve, like I always talked about, those individuals, those companies, which actually make me uninterested in who is currently president of the United States or who, in fact, is going to be the next president. I actually couldn't care less. I think it has nothing to do with my companies, nothing to do with society itself. If you could actually just become more unemotional and more diagnostic. Okay, so the funny thing is people would say to me when I was doing a lot of retail business, you know, who's good, Jordan, you seem to know a lot of things. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Who's going to, you know, win the World Series? And, you know, I don't have any idea. And I don't have, frankly, any idea of a lot of things in the future. What I will share with you is today, 40% of Americans are working in industries that didn't exist 20 years ago. Forget about companies that didn't exist. And I was going back an old article that I had written about biotechnology, and this article goes back 10 years. I think it was in Equities Magazine, you know, years and years ago. And I said, today, you know, believe it or not, there was only one biotech company making a profit back then, and it was the size of all other biotech companies combined, and the whole industry was about, were you going to get an approval for a new drug, yes or no, and there's all this risk, and these stocks moved up and down, and we're in a whole different society right now where there are dozens of biotechnology companies that are doing billions in revenue and hundreds of millions in profits. And so what's going to happen next? Well, I don't really know. But what I'll tell you is they are taking medicine and merging it with technology. They are taking engineering and merging it with technology and biotechnology. And it goes on and on and on, these cross-discipline breakthroughs and technologies that literally blow my mind and tell me that what you need to do as an investor is to close your ears to all this negativity of the sky falling. And I'm going to tell you, as bullish as I sound on the market and the economy in America, I'll remind you what I said in the first segment, 99% of all public companies could never even make it into my portfolio. It's just like golf, folks. You know, most people can't break 100 or 90 or 80, but there are always, always a couple of dozen individuals all around the world, not Americans, but all around the world, that could actually break 70, okay? Those are the ones that I want in my portfolio in the metaphor for public companies. I don't want slow-growing, inept management companies, and there's plenty of them. I will use my computer to look for not only profitable companies, but for companies expanding and accelerating their profit margins. And if I could find them where institutions are coming in behind me and adding to portfolios and making positive price momentum, and I'm still not overpaying for my companies, well, that's what Magnet's all about. I will tell you, I could promise you, I'm looking at my portfolio now. It happens to look beautiful, but I'd say of the roughly 25 to 28 names in the portfolio, there might be as many as 15 companies you've never heard of, never even heard of them yet. Some of them, and I'm looking, the average ones, they're trading 400, 600, 700,000 shares a day. So I'm not talking about micro-cap companies. I'm talking about companies with market caps of 400, 500, 700 million that just haven't hit most people's radar screens yet. So you notice I don't come on the air and pump my stocks and tell you what I'm buying. That would insult you. It would insult me. This is more of an educational. I need you to read. I need you to engage. So what I'd like to do here is I want to remind everybody, if you want your own portfolio scored out on Magnet, please either email me at jkimmel@investview.com. Find out where our webinars, when the next ones are scheduled. They'll probably be after my trip out to California that's coming up. And the conference, if you're interested in the conference itself, call us up. It's complimentary, actually. All you have to do is find your way there. 732-380-7271 is the direct phone number at InvestU. It's always answered by a person during hours. That's 732-380-7271. If you want to give a call, if you want to talk, if you want your portfolio scored, let us simply know how we can help you get out of the money market, get out behind this kind of bunker down where most individual investors, by the way, remain, despite the fact that the S&P has tripled off the bottom, the fact that corporate profits have never been higher. I don't know what we could do, but I've been as consistent as possible. Folks, if you haven't read Magnet Investing, if you haven't read the Magnet Method of Investing, we're sharing with you the model that AAII ranked out last year as, I think, the number two over 10 years of the 76 models they're following. It's probably the reason the Stock Traders Almanac was dedicated to me last year. I am now working with a team at InvestU where you don't have to invest in Magnet. You don't have to invest in Jordan Kimmel. We have several portfolio managers, some of them with a lot more experience than me and with tremendous track records. So let me kind of stop here. It's a beautiful day here in north central New Jersey. It is summertime. The flowers are blooming. It's a beautiful summer. Just I want you to enjoy the summer. See how we can help you. And the folks at Voice America are probably on the cuttingest of all edges. If you haven't been over to the voiceamerica.tv business channel and CEO channel and all the things I'm working with them on, check a little peek over there. I want to wish everyone a great, great rest of the summer, a profitable one. And hit me at jkimmel@investview.com. If there's anything we can do to make you more profitable, let me sign off. I want to thank Michael for working the engineering board and all the team over at Voice America. Everyone have a great week ahead. Stay cool. Have fun. See you next week. Signing off, it's Jordan. We'll catch you next week. Bye-bye now.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magna Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.